It's Brian and Trisha, and we have an idea of something that we would like to do that is called the name game. So the name game.
Trisha, Bishop, Bo Bishop, Banana, like that?
No. Like you call us and you tell us your first name and then we guess something about you.
This could get out of hand really fast.
I mean, we're not going to know. We're just going to be completely guessing just based on the name.
I know, but again, this could get out of hand really fast.
Well, because Brian Walker is involved.
I'm not going to deny what you're saying. I'm not going to tell you you're wrong.
So, yeah, just let's get the morning started right. Well, maybe it's not right for everybody. If you are willing to put yourself in this situation, the name game. Just tell us your first name, and then we guess something about you.
Yeah, and it'll help that we hear your voice. You know,
yes.
We'll know stuff about you. Now, we're not claiming to be psychic.
We're not claiming to really know anything about you.
No, not at all. And it'll be even funnier when we're just way off. You know?
Yes, because more than likely we will be way off.
Yeah.
So 270-763-9830. Give us a call and just tell us your first name.
And then we're going to guess something about you, and then you can tell us how wrong we are, because we probably won't be anywhere near right. We are Quixie98. We were playing this weird game that Trisha came up with called the name game, and I like it.
Well, yeah, we just want you to call us and tell us your first name, and then we just guess something about you.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be right. And it oftentimes is going to be wrong.
We don't claim to be psychic. There's no powers here.
It's just kind of fun.
Just blind guessing. Blind judgment, actually. Tell us your name.
Kind of like the voice.
Yes. We close our eyes. We're like, Let's go to the phones. Hi, Brian and Trisha.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Jeremy.
Jeremy. Let's see. What do we know about Jeremy? Jeremy likes to collect Hot Wheels from the 1980s, and he's got a big collection. It started when he was a kid.
I have a 1980 Monte Carlo.
Oh, a real one? That beats Hot Wheels. Trisha, what do you know to be true about Jeremy?
I can paint Hot Wheels on it.
Oh.
There you go.
So I'm going to guess that Jeremy is an artist.
Of many things.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Thanks for calling, Jeremy.
All right, thank you.
Hey, Brian and Trisha, good morning.
Hi, good morning. It's Marie. You're going to tell me something about me?
Marie. Trisha, you go first.
Marie, you like to go swimming.
I'm an Aquarius.
Oh, her water sign, yeah.
We're on our way to Michigan.
Oh!
So you're going with us to Michigan.
Awesome!
We ran out of signal.
Well, then you can stream us and Bluetooth us through your car stereo, see? All right, what do I know to be true about Marie? You have an old family recipe that you won't tell us the secret ingredients.
Okay, sure.
Is that true?
No.
Oh, well, all right. Well, thanks for playing the name game.
If it makes you feel better, I can pretend.
All right, so we're nowhere near accurate ever, but it's fun. Brian and Trisha playing the name game this morning, and this is an interesting one. You call us up, you tell us your first name, and we're going to guess something about you, and it'll probably be wrong.
And it should be wrong, really, unless we know you, but we're just trying to have fun. Let's get this week started, this Monday morning, having fun.
All right, let's go to the phone. Hey, it's Brian and Trisha.
Yeah, this is Hunter.
Hunter. I'm going to guess that you are... someone who really enjoys making biscuits.
Negative.
Oh, negative. Wow. Oh, man.
Trisha, you want to guess something about Hunter?
I am going to guess that you like getting manicures.
Negative.
What?
Wow. Oh.
Okay, well.
Thanks for calling, Hunter.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Playing the name game, it's a weird thing that Trisha came up with this morning. I got to be honest, at first I thought it was a dumb idea. And now I'm beginning to really like it.
The name game. It is all you have to do is you call us and tell us your first name, and then we just guess something about you.
And we've not been right about any of it so far.
Hopefully we'll change that.
Yeah. Hey, Brian and Trisha.
Good morning.
What's your name?
I'm calling for your game.
Yeah, what's your name?
Beth.
Okay. Beth, I'm going to guess that you get your hair cut.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to guess that you drive a Toyota Camry.
No.
No? Well,
one out of two ain't bad.
Yeah.
That's right. You're getting better.
Thanks for calling. Brian and Trisha.
Josh? Yes, ma'am.
All right.
You were named after a biblical character, Joshua.
I think you're right.
Oh. Is that what we call
it? I did get one right. That was easy.
Biblical characters?
A biblical person, not a character. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. You like to eat hamburgers.
I do like hamburgers.
All right.
100% yes. Right. Yes.
Finally.
Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Brian and Trisha, good morning.
Are you guys asking for my name?
Yeah.
Okay. My name's Amy.
Amy. All right, Amy. Oh, I know. You listen to the radio.
I sure do.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one. You love ponies.
Negative.
Oh. Well, we tried.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Calling.
Hi, Brian and Trisha.
Hi. You still playing the name game?
We are.
Well, good. Do I need to tell you my name?
Yes, we're not psychic.
Janice.
You are my dad's first cousin from Colorado.
Oh, my gosh. I've never been to Colorado. Yes.
All right, Janice. You work from home.
I work at home all the time, but I'm newly retired, so does that count?
Yes, I'll count it. Because you can be retired, but you still got to work. So.
I work all the time. I work harder now.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Brian and Trisha, good morning.
Are you still playing the name game?
We are. What's your first name?
Teresa.
Teresa, you like flip-flops.
I love flip-flops.
Yes! All right.
You really, really enjoy making homemade marble rye bread.
That would be a negative.
Oh. Well, I tried, Teresa.
At least I was right.
You did.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye.